జలబింబాయ విద్మహే నీల పురుషాయ ధీమహి తన్నో వరుణ ప్రచోదయాత్. ఓం జలబింబాయ విద్మహే నీల పురుషాయ ధీమహి తన్నో వరుణ ప్రచోదయాత్. ఓం జలబింబాయ విద్మహే నీల పురుషాయ ధీమహి తన్నో వరుణ ప్రచోదయాత్.
తూ మే రబ్
తూ హీ ఝూలే లాల్ లాల్
ఝూలే లాల్ ఝూలే లాల్ ఝూలే లాల్ ఝూలే
లాల్ తూ హై ఖుదా తూ మే రబ్
తూ హై ఖుదా తూ మే రబ్
తూ హీ ఝూలే లాల్ లాల్
We will now be offering the akho and the pallo. Traditionally, the akho is an offering to Lord Julelal, that's Varuna Devta, consisting of rice, sugar crystals, cloves, and cardamom, beseeching him to bless us. The pallo is a prayer to the Almighty, requesting him to fulfill our needs and desires. I would request all the ladies to hold the sari pallo and the gents can hold the shirts so that the Lord's bountiful blessings can be showered on all. Jai Sai Ram.
Ayo lal sabhi chau jhule lal ज्योत जगंदी माडसा मुझे दिल के आयुम धीर जणिए चोट जी लाज रखंदे तू त आही पीरन जो पीर हाणे हामी थी जिंद पीर दे आथत अधीनन के उठी असुर वेल जो उठी असुर वेल जो कर झूलण जो दर्शन दुखड़ा सभई दूर थन तन मन मुझो एहड़ो लाल रतन हो दींदो डाण संगत थे अमर जिंदगी जोत जागी जोत भागी जोत अमर जिंदगी जोत जो चैन चुंदन मां अमर जिंदगी जोत जो सतन दीपन मां जागे अमर जिंदगी जोत जो नाए खंडन मां जागे अमर जिंदगी जोत जो डहन हिस्सन मां जागे अमर जिंदगी जोत जो ट्रेटिय से क्रोड़ी ध्यावे अमर जिंदगी जोत जो सर्वे मां जागे जागी जोत भागी जोत जागी जोत भागी जोत बैरूबे अंत गरीब निवास बैरूबे अंत गरीब निवास अखो पाया अमर धियाया जो फल मांगा सो फल पाया अखो जी अपिंड रखो अखो बेंती अरदास अचन था पहचन था पेंजी खणी मेहर खणी मुंजा ज्योतिन वारा साई सिंधी भावरन भेनरन हिते बहराणे साहिब जी ज्योत जगाईया मिली करे सबनी सिंधी भावरन भेनरन प्रशांति निलयम में तुंजी पावन जोत जगाईया तुंजो मेलो लगाया बहराणे साहिब जी जोत जगाई थौ सबनी भावरन भेनरन जी आस पुजाजे कहजी मोहताजी न देखारजे पेंजी हलंदी हलाएजे सबनी जे घर में सुख आनंद मंगल कजाए अखो थई खीर समंड जो अखो थई सागर समंड जो अखो थई विश्व जे पालन हार जो अगन था पंजन था पंज घणियूं महर घणियूं अगन था पंज घणियूं महर घणियूं लाल जा झाटी चओ झूले लाल आयो लाल बेड़ाई पार सदाई बाग बहार जेरो तुंहिंजो नाम अला माता बाझब ओड़ियाई मंगा रे थंबे पर तू छा आओ गुजारो कहाँ जो मालूम तो फे सब की दाता तू मछडे जो माजिया तुझे आसरे सभी पारों सूरजों एक लहजे मंझ लटे तू मुहड़ों की न मटे जो मुल्क मटियो ता घोरियो हे मुझा दूला हे मुझा साई हाणे तो कल साण करे ही मुझो तुर हो हिन तूफान में छो त तुझे गंज में कमी खान खाई तुझो तर सखा जो खुलियल आ सदाई करी शाह प्यादा नी प्यादा लिखे शाही जेका तुझी मर्जी थींदी नेठ साई तुझे दरता स्वाली वर्यो कोन खाली जहड़ी आस सजना तहड़ी तो पुजाई लाल जा घाटी चो झूलेला हो मुझा उडेरा ला सबनी ते पेंजी मेहर जा मीहड़ा वसाए जय बाझक जय बाझक जय मेहर कजय आयो लाल सभई चो झूले लाल बेड़ाई पार सदाई बाग बहार
ओम श्री साई राम ऑफरिंग माय हम्बल एंड मोस्ट लविंग प्रणाम्स at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Baba. Respected elders, my dear brothers and sisters, a very warm welcome to one and all. Dear brothers and sisters, we are indeed very fortunate to be a part of this celebration today. Devotees from different parts of the world have gathered here to celebrate Cheti Chand, our Sindhi New Year. For the very first time at Prashanti Nilayam. I am indeed blessed to be here to address the gathering. I am Sapna Mingani from Mumbai, Maharashtra. I am a Balvikas alumni and at present a Balvikas guru. On behalf of everyone present here, I offer my gratitude to Swami and seek his blessings. Sai Ram. सिंधी अबाणी बोली, सिंधी अबाणी बोली, मिठड़ी अबाणी बोली, सिंधी आ मदर टंग, स्वीटेस्ट ऑफ द स्वीट मदर टंग। अज सुबुह जे सेशन में असा सभिनी पूज्य बहराणे साहिब पलव ऐं असांजी सिंधी फोक डांस छेज जो आनंद वरतोसीं। हिकु दफ़ो सभई ज़ोर सां चवंदा, आयो लाल सभई चओ झूले लाल। हाणे शाम जे प्रोग्राम खे अॻियां वधाईंदासीं। आई एम प्रिविलेज्ड टू इनवाइट अवर एवर लविंग ऑनरेबल All India President Shri Nimish Pandya ji to address the gathering. Jai Sai Ram. Over to Nimish uncle.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering our most humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved master and expressing our deepest gratitude to him for presiding over this first ever Cheti Chand festival at Prashanti Nilayam. We thank Bhagwan for this immense opportunity given to us today. For all of us, Bhagwan is ever omnipresent, not only in our hearts, but in every nook and corner, every atom of the entire cosmos. For he is the ultimate master, the ultimate sai, the ultimate breath in every human being, every life, every plant, every fauna, every animal, the mountains, the rivers, and especially his blessings on the river today when we celebrate the advent of Lord Jhulelal. Nothing but the form of the same divine master, come at a relevant time to lead the Sindhi community on the path of unity, love, sacrifice. In the morning there was a very unique song which was being played as a part of the chage when it was said. To describe a Sindhi, it's very, very easy because he's the one who can light the lamp in the midst of a stormy wind going, and he can still light the lamp. And that is a symbol of the Akho that we lighted today here. And for the benefit of all present here today, whenever a Sindhi fails in lighting the lamp in the midst of a storm, Bhagwan stands by him to ensure that his dignity and his honor is maintained. I'd like to share an incident which actually happened. And this is what happened with Brother Ruko Hira in Japan. He was inaugurating one of his new hotels, and Swami, out of his immense grace, granted permission to the then international chairman, Sri Indralal Shah, and he was sent as an emissary of Bhagwan to Japan. And true Sindhi that Brother Hira is, he had the Bahrano Sahib procession and the Akho going near the ocean. And as they approached the ocean, the winds near the sea were so strong that whatever they may try, the lamp would not light. And Brother Hira says when he prayed to Bhagwan from the bottom of his heart, lo and behold, in the midst of the great winds that blow over the seas of Japan, on its own the Akho lit and remained lit till it was offered to the ocean. And that is the beauty of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. The Sindhis are a community. They deserve all the kudos for their bravado. And especially in India, in the time of the partition, when India and Pakistan were separated, this is the community that suffered the most. But lo and behold, their faith in Lord Jhulelal, their faith in Sai, brought them back to such a stature that not only they revived the entire community, but they revived the economies of any country they went to, and they were an asset to any country they went anywhere in the world. Not only that, when it came to faith and the advent of Lord Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, they did not stay behind, because even the Lord knew that when he came down on the earth, he needed the Sindhis around him to ensure that the mission continues well beyond the situation. And therefore, historically, in the morning we saw that right in the beginning of his mission, very devoted Sindhis have contributed and sacrificed their lives for Bhagwan Shri Sathya Sai Baba. A small community, as you compare the magnitude amongst the other communities in the world. But there are so many Sindhis in the Sai mission who have passed away and whom we have now, they have merged with the Bhagwan's Divine Lotus Feet. But even now, there are so many of them who continue to lead. And as my brother Ashok Sakrani mentioned in the morning, the Sri Sathya Sai organizations in the world, I think there are many office bearers who are leading Sindhis, who are leading the Sai mission even today in different parts of the world. And I think a great credit and a great round of applause to all of them also. I am not a Sindhi, but I am married into a Sindhi family and therefore I am a half Sindhi. And the only Sindhi words that I know is, that Ma Sindhian Jo Nati Ayam. And I understand that being the Nati of Sindhis is a very privileged position, because Natis are well received as far as the Sindhi communities are concerned. They are even more responsible and revered than their own sons and daughters. And therefore I think that makes a great privileged position for me. The only other Sindhi which I wanted to avoid was, I never understood that why a Sindhi husband is called a goat or a murz. Because for a non-Sindhi it meant a goat, and then murz in the Gujarati language which I come from sounds like murz or murda. But then my friends used to joke that after marriage that's exactly what happens to husbands, so don't be worried about it. But a lovely community, great sacrifice. And I'm extremely happy as the All India President, and on behalf of my colleague, the International Chairman, Dr. Narendranath Reddy, both of us, as the current persons responsible for carrying the Sai mission in India and abroad, we pray to Bhagwan that this Cheti Chand festival, which has now begun today in Prashanthi Nilayam, becomes an annual feature, growing in size and salary year after year. And I want to tell all the Sindhis all over the world and India that if at all there is a real home of Julelal, it is Prashanthi Nilayam, because here where Julelal resides. And I think it's a bounden duty now for all Sindhis all over the world that despite the heat of 47 degrees in Prashanthi Nilayam, it is still very cooling and very refreshing to celebrate Cheti Chand in Prashanthi Nilayam. And we invite all the Sindhis from all over the world to be here year after year. I'm extremely happy to have very two esteemed sisters who have been guests here. One is Sister Manju Nishani. She's a very leading figure in the Sindhi community. And today she stands here in another capacity because she's representing the Sadhu Vaswani mission, which is one of the greatest missions of the Sindhis under Sadhu T.L. Vaswani and Dada Vaswani. I must mention here today that Dada Vaswani was a great admirer of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. He used to always say good things about Baba. And when Baba left the mortal coils, his message on that occasion was a very unique message. And whenever anybody who went to Dada and mentioned that he was a Sai devotee, Dada was extremely happy to receive that person and know more about it. And therefore, I am extremely happy to welcome Sister Manju Nishani here today to be with us, and she's going to speak to us a little later. I'm also happy at Sister Kajal being here with us today, because she's been an extreme admirer and a great admirer of Swami's message. She's never said no to any occasion when we've requested her to sing for Swami, and once again I welcome her. And I must say that Sister Gidumal from United Kingdom, she enthralled all of us in the morning, and she also is an amazing messenger of Baba who goes in different countries of the world spreading the message of Swami. So a great namaskar to all the three sisters who are here today, and I'm very happy to have them over. I also have another very leading personality from the Sindhi community with us, Sri Chandur Meghnani. He's somewhere behind sitting on the chair. But I welcome you, sir, because the entire Sindhi community all over the world knows that he is with us and is going to be there. I also want to take this occasion to felicitate a few of the Sindhi brothers who have been with us here in Prashant and LM and have been carrying the torch of the mission of Baba with great faith and conviction. I can never forget the arrival of Sri Harpal Bhagya in Prashant Nilayam many, many years ago. A professor at the university here, Brother Harpal Bhagya, had a very illustrious career in the Middle East when he came here and Bhagwan identified him and ensured that he stays back to fulfill his destiny at the Divine Lotus Feet. And I would now request Sri Prasad Rao sir, our Secretary of the Central Trust, to help and come forward and felicitate Professor Harpal Bhagya, who is one of the most popular professors of the university and has mentored so many students as far as the university is concerned. If you see his YouTube video, you'll come to know what a faith that he has, because he still always encourages all of us to believe that Swami is present, always present with us at all times. The next young man whom I'd like to invite and request Brother Prasad Rao to stay back is Dr. Prakash Khanchandani, who heads the orthopedic department of our university, of our hospital, sorry, and I request him to come forward, and he also has a dedicated life to our super speciality hospital and heads the orthopedic department of our hospital. And he's not alone in this job. His wife ably helps him. With the General Hospital, she is the Deputy Medical Director of the General Hospital. I request Dr. Mrs. Khanchandani to come forward and request that she be felicitated on the ladies' side. Now I have the pleasure of inviting So now you know how the good health is being maintained as far as bones are concerned and general health is concerned by a Sindhi couple at the Satya Sai Super Speciality Hospital and the General Hospital. In the morning we saw some very young men ably assisting Sister Gidumal when she was performing. And they are the students of the Sri Satya Sai Mirpuri College of Music. And today we have with us the man, Mr. Mirpuri himself, and I would request him to come forward and be receiving our felicitation and love. Mr. Mirpuri, the one who had the privilege of being Bhagwan's instrument in establishing the Mirpuri College of Music at Prashant Nilayam. Please put your hands together for Mr. Mirpuri. We mentioned the Shadapuri family, and traditionally, right from the grandfather to the father to the children, they have been serving at Bhagwan's Divine Lotus Feet. And I'd like to call one such man who we always see. Before we enter the mandir, we have to see him, and that is Mr. Madhu Shadapuri. I request him to come forward. And for all of you who enjoyed the lovely Sindhi food in the afternoon, he's labored for 7 days to ensure that you get a more authentic Sindhi food which you never got even in your homes when you cook. Even the Sindhi food in Prashant Nilayam is better than what's available in Sindhi families. And I request Mr. Chandur Magnani to come forward, because we are very grateful for him to be here with us today and enhance the glory of this occasion and being with us on this divine occasion. Sri Chandur Magnani, please put your hands together for him. I cannot but not mention the names of 2-3 doyens who are still very much at the helm of the Sai mission all over the world. And I must mention my elder brother, Sri G.B. Choitharam from Dubai, who unfortunately couldn't make it. But a big round of applause for Mr. Choitharam, who's been very, very close to Bhagwan for many, many years. And unflinching faith in Bhagwan and unflinching commitment to Bhagwan has been a great example as far as Brother G.B. Choitharam is concerned. I must also mention Brother Rupo Hira. He has not been able to come, but Brother Hira is also the member of the Sri Satsai Central Trust and a great devotee of Bhagwan, who has sent his inability to come for me. But I acknowledge Mrs. Hira is here with us today, and Mrs. Hira has led an entire delegation of Japanese devotees who have come specially for the occasion of Chetichand, and a big round of applause for all the Japanese devotees who are here from Japan. And incidentally, if you read the magazine Yadgiriyon, which is available to all of you distributed, there it is very clearly mentioned that how Brother Hira explained to the Japanese devotees that the sea god that they have worshipped and the impact of the sea which happens in Japan is resplendent of Lord Varuna, and Lord Varuna is nothing but Lord Jhulelal, and Lord Jhulelal is nothing but Lord Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. And that is the experience for which the entire Japanese delegation is here, to experience the beauty. And therefore, it is a great indication for all of us that Chetichand may not remain a festival only of Sindhis, but anybody who believes in Lord Varuna would be a part of the Chetichand festival as the years go by. I have a very young sister. She is my personal favorite because she is my Bal Vikas child. I've seen her very young. But as a young Sindhi youth, she stands outstanding as India's leading squash player under 17. And I'm talking of Sister Aishwarya Khubchandani. And please give a round of applause. She is a glowing star of India as far as the sport of squash is concerned. She was number one all under age 11, under age 12, under 13. And today she ranks fourth under 17. And I'm sure Bhagwan, with all his grace, we'll see Aishwarya one day as the topmost squash player, not only in India, but all over the world, that she deserves. I'd like her to be felicitated with a photograph of Bhagwan as a blessing for her that we'd like to give her. She's been our Bal Vikas student, and you know what Bal Vikas does to people now, and therefore, enough motivation for all people here to ensure that your children go to Bal Vikas. I would also like to mention Sister, as everybody calls her, Auntie Usha now, because she, you'd see her on a wheelchair somewhere, but she is a Sindhi who first ever started the Suprabhatam in Prashanthi Nilayam. Was her voice for many, many people who used to come in the earlier years. It was Auntie Usha who used to sing the Suprabhatam, and a big round of applause for her that she deserves to be now there. I would also not like to forget Brother Mata and Brother Lal, who work in the stores in Prashanthi Nilayam. A big round of applause for both of them, Brother Mata and Brother Lal, who work here from there. Gratitude is one of the most important virtues that Bhagwan teaches us. And today, once again, we take this opportunity to offer our gratitude to Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba for initiating this very unique event for the first time in Prashanthi Nilayam. I tell you, brothers and sisters, nothing happens by chance. Bhagwan has planned the entire cosmos as per his timetable. And this event also is a part of the divine sankalpa that has to happen. All of us are here because he wanted us to be here. All of us are here because it is his blessings that we should be here. And this event also is his sankalpa. And I'm sure we do not understand the unfolding mystery and the glory of Bhagwan Shri Sai Baba. But something inside me tells me, and I'm sure all of you will agree with me, that this event will mark the beginning of a glorious future for the entire community and for different communities to come and merge at Divine Lotus Feet in Prashanti Nilayam. And for Sindhis, a special thing, because we and you as Sindhis have experienced unity. We've experienced the unity between Hinduism and Islam. And therefore, it is our duty, wherever we are, to bring this forth together. And Bhagwan used to always say, and I remember personally used to say that the Sindhi community represents both the Hinduism and the Islamic culture and the Sufism that comes together. And you have the destiny in your hand through your Sufism and through and faith to become role models for the entire world, for people to come together at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. With these few words, I take your leave and thank everybody for joining us today. And all those who are watching this all over the world, please do join us next year, same time, same place. Ciao, Jai Julelal. Bolo Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba Ji Ki. Jai Sai Ram. Thank you. It would be atrocious for me to forget that I have. It has been our constant effort that the Sindhi community must not forget their culture. When I spoke to Brother Ashok Sakhrani some time back when we were planning this, we were very perturbed and disturbed that a lot of young generations of Sindhis who are residing abroad have detached themselves from their culture. And therefore, to mark the beginning of reviving the culture amongst the Sindhi families, wherever you are in the world or in India, I have two very young sisters of mine who are going to tell us exactly in Sindhi what's to be done. I invite both my sisters to come forward and tell us exactly how we should be speaking in Sindhi at home. Please give a big round of applause to my Balvikas children who are going to be coming forward and saying what they have to say.
Jai Sai Ram.
Jai Sai Ram.
Jai Jhulelal.
Asai Pyare Swami Ji Channel mein Asai Pyar Baru Namaskar.
Tama Sabin Ke Cheti Chandra Jhul Lakha Lakha Vadhan.
Asai Hina Cheti Chandra Pavan Diyan De Tama Sabin Ke Kul Arjita ta Karan Chayan.
Ta Asa Sabin Ke Penji Mithri Matar Basha Sindhi Me Galan Gurje.
स्वामी भी पंहिंजी मातृभाषा तेलुगु के महत्व ॾींदा हुआ
स्वामी जा वचन भी तो तेलुगु में हूंदा
अॼुकल्ह असां अंग्रेजी के वधीक महत्व था ॾियूं
ऐं पंहिंजी मातृभाषा सां परे था वञूं
छा इहो वाजिबु आहे
अॼुकल्ह जा ॿार पाण खे सिंधी चवण में जाम शर्म महसूस कंदा आहिनि पर असांखे त फ़ख्र सां चवणु खपे
हा मां सिंधी आहियां
हा मां सिंधी आहियां
बोलियां ॿोली मिठी
बोलियां ॿोली मिठी
गीत सिंधी गायां
गीत सिंधी गायां मातृभाषा असांजो मानसिक विकास कंदी आहे
मातृभाषा सां असां यूं ॿोलियूं चङी तरह सिखी सघूं था
मातृभाषा असांखे सिंधी सभ्यता सां जोड़ींदी आहे
हिन करे असां पंहिंजी मातृभाषा सिंधी में ॻाल्हाइणु घुर्जे
जय झूलेलाल
It's a proud moment for all of us to have seen the felicitation ceremony of our Sindhi devotees dedicated to Sai Seva. And we just heard the little girls, the way they spoke, so we should always have respect for our mother tongue. Now I would like to invite Sister Priya Mirpuri, former Vice Principal of Arts Faculty, Jaihind College, Mumbai. She will introduce us to our next speaker, Sister Manjuni Chani.
Om Shri Sai Ram.
my most loving pranams at the lotus feet of a divine master, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. The Sadhu Vaswani Mission has deputed Ms. Manju Nichani to attend the Cheti Chand celebrations here at Prashanti Nilayam and to speak a few words on our Sindhi culture. Dada J.P. Vaswani, who was the spiritual head of the mission, was a great soul and he had immense love and respect for Baba. And as our All India President has already mentioned, Dada had sent a message when Swami gave up his physical body. We are indeed grateful to the Sadhu Vaswani Mission for their cooperation and participation in this unique event which is happening for the first time here in Puttaparthi. As Dolly Parton says, and I quote, "If your actions create a legacy that inspires others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, then you are an excellent leader," unquote. We have one such leader in our midst today, and that is Ms. Manju Nichani. Ms. Nichani is a rector, Sadhu Vaswani Institutes of Learning, Pan India, and director of Hiranandani Institute of Learning, Mumbai. She was a former principal of KC College and the director of KC College of Management Studies and also the former secretary of the HSNC Board, which stands for Hyderabad and Sindh National Collegiate Board. Under her able leadership, KC College, which is an A-grade institution, was given the Best College Award by the University of Mumbai in the academic year 2013-14. Education is the most powerful weapon one can use to change the world. As Swami says, the end of education is character, and education is for life and not for mere living. Ms. Nichani is a perfectionist, a lady with an iron hand, but a gentle heart, and someone who has devoted her life to the cause of education. Please join me in welcoming Ms. Manju Nichani. May I request Mrs. Kamala Pandya, National Coordinator Mahila, to felicitate Ms. Manju Nichani. Over to Ms. Manju Nichani.
Om Sai Ram, Darasham, Jai Julelal. My fellow devotees, it's an honor and privilege for me to be here on this occasion where I have Sindhis from all over the world, a community which believes that it can take over anything, a community which can survive, and a community which never says die. It's an honor for me to represent my master Sadhu Vaswani. But more than that, it's a privilege to be on this holy land where I have come for the first time, and I can see devotion, dedication, and a kind of spiritual upliftment. I congratulate the entire team for putting up such a wonderful show and bringing in the whole community together. How I wish I could speak in my most beautiful Sindhi language. But I have to reach all of you present here. But there is one language, the language of love, which reaches everybody. And with that love in my heart and my blessings from my beloved master and warmth from Sadhu Vaswani Mission Pune, I stand in front of you to speak a few words on Sindhi culture and Dada Vaswani. What I'm going to try to do is show you how Dada Vaswani has been the mentor of Sindhi culture. If you know, and many before me have said, that after partition, Sindhis went through what nobody would like to go through. They went through losing all their finances, losing their spirituality, their spirit, and their entire psyche was affected by giving up everything. But if you see Sindhis rose from dust and showed you that there is nothing that we cannot do. May that Sindhi spirit, how does that spirit happen? Because Sindhis are basically humble. And Dada Vaswani believed, he who is humble kindles the light that never fades. And that is why Ajay Julelal's light still kindles on all over the world. To kindle that light, that one light which has spread all over to all the Sindhis. The second thing you see about Sindhis is that they are great givers. They believe wherever you go, you find that Sindhis are givers. Service is in their blood. Whenever you find all, today also, if you see any big city, I can take an example of Mumbai, that all the major hospitals are by Sindhis, whether it is Jaslok, whether it is Hinduja, whether it is Hiranandani, whether it is Raheja, all hospitals are built by Sindhis. And the Sindhis always believed in being educated. And that is what our Dada said. He believed that only education and the right kind of education can change India. He said that education of the hand and head, everybody gives. But we miss out the education of the heart. We do not teach in education how to be a good human being. He firmly believed that New India will not be built in the Rajya Sabha or Lok Sabha. He believed that New India will be built in schools and colleges. And therefore, if you see that that culture of educating, Pune has Dada started schools and colleges, and remember, Dada started schools and colleges for women because Dada believed that it is only the woman's soul which will lead you onward forward. There's a very interesting book by Dada which says, women, where would we be without you? The role of women's importance. But I must also tell you that that is innate in Sindhi culture. You know the word, I don't have an equivalent word in English, there is a word Nyani. Sindhi, Nyanin ke daro manindain. Chonan so bambana hikri Nyani. So that is reflecting the status of women where you equal one girl, one Nyani to 100 Brahmins at a time in the times when Brahminism played a very, very important role. If you know, perhaps the only community which does not allow their daughter to touch their feet. But the father, the elder brother, everybody touches her feet. That shows respect for Sindhi girl in the whole community. So I think Dada also took that empowerment of women. You'll be happy to know that the Sadhu Vaswani Mission schools are now, they're not only in Pune, but also in Hyderabad, Delhi, Bombay, Ahmedabad, Rajkot, Baroda. And now you'll be happy to know that one new school of Dada is coming up very close to you in Bangalore, where the right kind of education is going to be imbibed. Dada was in America and somebody asked him, what is the greatest need of America? And Dada said that the greatest need of America is to slow down. Then they asked him, what is the greatest need of India? Dada said, I put my head down in shame and said that the greatest need of India is men and women of character, and which character can be only taught in schools and colleges. And I'm also happy to know when the president was speaking that Sai also believed that character is the key to right kind of education. Now what we need, that these spiritual institutions which start educational institutions take upon themselves to create people who make life not only for themselves but for others. Another Sindhi characteristic, if you ever go to Sindhi, the Sindhi culture, they will never give you water simply. They will offer you a papad and then give you water. That means the giving character of Sindhis
is very, very well known. They said no one should go without taking something. Dada also believed. His philosophy to life was to give is to live. Service was his main focus. He said, go and serve as many people as you can, as many times as you can. And then he said, if I have one tongue, but if I had 1 million tongues, I would have said one thing, give, 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 for to give is to live. And that is the philosophy which can be wound up in one sentence of the entire Sindhi culture. Another thing you know about Sindhi culture is that we don't have any casteism. There is no Shudra, amazingly, perhaps only community where there is no untouchability. Now this doctrine of Sindhis has to be seen, which makes them so adaptable and go anywhere they go. Unfortunately, Sindhis don't have a political will to get a state. Only one thing which can keep Sindhis alive is the language. Dada said, sab bolunga layo, Hindi galayo, rashtra bhashai, English galayo, international bhashai, but a Sindhi, the matra bhashai, maaji boli aye, ki avasari datai maaji boli ke. I request all the people present here to see to it that if you want Sindhi culture, if you want Sindhiyat to be alive, please see to it that you speak and teach your children to speak Sindhi. Dada, literature is so much in Sindhi. Sadhu T.L. Vaswani's Nuri Granth, Dada J.P. Vaswani's Anjali Granth is a treasure of Sindhi literature, is a treasure of Sindhi culture. And I'm sure that there are many, but fortunately all these books have now been put in Devanagari so that the language remains. The script is in question, but the language will remain. Sure as the sun rises in the east, the Sindhi language will go onward, forward, Godward, because you who are present here, you who are celebrating the Cheti Chand, the new year, Dada said, na nava thyo, nav saal manayo, be new you, par aapo chadyo, aapo vinyayo, nav saal manayo, aapo vinyayo. Aapo is ego. Dada was the most humblest saint, ever smiling, I had ever seen him. Whenever we told him, Dada, our guru, he said, no, I am guru of none and disciple of all. If you ever try to touch his feet, he would go faster than you to touch your feet. That was the humility of Dada. But Dada said, Sadhu Vaswani used to say, you must kill your ego in such a way that you become a zero. Not the English zero, because that also has a gap. Become the Sindhi nukti. There's no space. Total zero is what Sadhu Vaswani said. Sindhi culture will continue because there are so many educational institutions all over the world, especially Mumbai and big cities have many, many, and prominent. You will take pride to say that I was the principal of KC, Maya was the vice principal of Jai Hind, and we have 17 colleges under one board, and I think Mumbai itself has about 30 colleges belonging to Sindhis. Now we have got minority status as a linguistic minority, and that is so that we can keep up the culture of the Sindhis. So I think if we really want to maintain and we want our children to go to good colleges, we must maintain the Sindhi culture. Another major impact of Sindhis, which you see, is adaptability. They emerge into any culture they go. If you see, when they come to Tamil Nadu, they speak Tamil. When they go to Karnataka, they speak that language. When they are in Maharashtra, but at heart, a Sindhi is still the lover of Sindhi food. As you saw that you, unless a Sindhi doesn't eat curry chawal on a Sunday, he feels that his day is wasted. So food also plays a very important role of every culture. I must say that Sindhis must continue this culture, and I can see, sure as the sun rises in the east, that more and more young Sindhis are coming forward. I can see that many students of ours who first came for the interview and you asked them, do you speak Sindhi? And the answer was thori thori. And we asked the parents, do you speak Sindhi? Na, kithe galaindayu, thori thori. But today these thori thori Sindhi walas come and speak proper Sindhi and make sentences, and I think that is what Sindhi is all about. I can hope and pray that Sadhu Vaswani mission also will be instrumental in spreading the message of Sindhis. The Sadhu Vaswani mission Pune has something called Darshan, where the entire life of Dada Sadhu T.L. Vaswani is technologically displayed. It is, as we say, the eighth wonder of the world. I invite all of you present here to come seek blessings. Dada Vaswani is not amidst us, but he's still there. We missed his, we missed celebrating his centenary just by 20 days. But he lives on. He lives in the spirit in each one of our hearts. To know him was to love him. His only philosophy was life, was to love. He met everybody with love. We asked him when we were celebrating his centenary, what should be the logo at the 99th birthday? And he said, nothing but love. In the centenary, the logo was be love, give love. And I would say be love, give love, live love. That is the teaching of the Sadhu Vaswani mission and of Dada. I don't know how many of you have met him, but mission has an environment which is so inviting and welcoming. And it continues the preachings of the beloved master of to give is to live and to be very happy. Do you want to be happy, Dada said? Then make others happy. He believed that happiness is your birthright. And he said, do whatever you want. Before I close my talk, he said, do whatever you want, but do with a sense of detachment. Don't have possessions in you. He always said, God is too wise to make a mistake. God never makes a mistake. Whatever happens in our life has a meaning in it, which you may realize many years later. He said, God is too loving to punish, too wise to make a mistake. Trust him, love him. We love you, Dada. And I once again acknowledge my greetings to the Satya Sai Baba Institution for giving me this opportunity and giving me an opportunity to come and be in the presence of all of you and in this sacred bhoomi. May all the saints, Dada said, religion, let's not talk about it, practice it. He believed that all religions are one. There are many parts, but one goal. Let's look at the larger goal, and that goal is the goal of oneness of the whole universe. I thank you for being such patient listeners. I seek blessings from each one of you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Manjunichani, for your encouraging message to the entire gathering present here today. Music gives a soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to one's imagination, and life to everything. Where words fail, music speaks. Srimati Kajal Chandiramani will speak to us through her music, for music is the language of feeling and of passion, just as words are the language of reason. Kajal was born in the lap of music, being the granddaughter of the doyen of Sindhi culture, Padma Shri late Professor Ram Panjwani. It was Professor Ram Panjwani who coined the phrase Ayolal Julelal, and this was done to integrate and unify all the Sindhis after partition. Kajal began her career in music at the tender age of 11, and she bagged the first place in Saregama on ZTV. She has learned classical music and has had the honor of being guided by the ghazal wizard, late Sri Jagjit Singh Ji. She has 5 audio CDs to her credit, and can sing in Hindi, Gujarati, and of course, Sindhi. She has kept the Sindhi culture alive, and as the Nightingale, she's known as the Nightingale of the Sindhi community. As the Nightingale, she has been a binding factor for Sindhis all over the world. Music, as we know, is not only good for our health, but also for our soul. So please put your hands together to welcome Srimati Kajal Chandiramani, who will sing Sindhi Bhajan. Over to Kajal.
Om Shri Sai Ram. I am eternally grateful to Swami that he provided this opportunity where I could come and sing and offer my humble offerings at his lotus feet. And like Nimesh Bhai said, this is not by chance. It is all Swami's plan. As a young girl, whenever I would sing Swami's bhajans or sing at Swami's devotees' homes, I would play this game and I would say, Swami, I'm singing for you, but please give me a sign. Are you listening to me? Do you know that I'm singing for you? And invariably, every single time that I would say, if you do this, I know you're here. If you do this, I know you're listening to me. And Swami would always give me that sign. And my other dream was that, when will I sing at Prashanti Nilayam? So, thank you, Swami. This is not my first time, but my second time over here. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your kindness. And thank you to Nimesh Bhai Pandya, Kamala Aunty, for giving us this opportunity. And thank you to the Satya Sai Mission for arranging such a beautiful program where Sindhis from all over the world have gathered and we can celebrate our New Year so beautifully. So I offer my humble offering at the lotus feet of Swami. I am because you are. Thank you, Swami. Very popular Sindhi song. So all of you all who know this, please join me.
Bidi avara azare muhana lal te thi vanna. Bidi avara azare muhana lal te thi vanna. Lal te thi vanna, o vanna mata akho payad thi vanna. Lal te thi vanna, o vanna mata pallo payad thi vanna. O vanna mata gulla chadhad thi vanna. O vanna mata jyotiyu baran thi vanna. बेड़िया वारा अदारे मुहाड़ा लाल ते थी वन्या असांजे लाल ते जोतियों जे बरंदियों जोतियों ने लाए थी शम्मा असांजे लाल ते जोतियों जे परंदियों जोतियों ने लाए थी शम्मा ओ शम्मा शम्मा जोतियों ने लाए थी शम्मा ओ शम्मा शम्मा जोतियों ने लाए थी शम्मा बेड़ी अवारा अदारे मुहाड़ा लाल ते थी वन्या लाल ते थी वन्या असांजे लाल ते देग्यू जे चढ़ंदियू देग्यू ने लाए थी तम्मा
असां जे लाल ते देगियूं जे चढ़ंदियूं देगियूं ने लाए थी दम्मा हो दम्मा दम्मा देगियूं ने लाए थी दम्मा हो दम्मा दम्मा देगियूं ने लाए थी दम्मा
Now this second kalam that I'm going to sing for you is a beautiful kalam written by a saint, Sant Kavarram. And I had the privilege and honor of singing at his samadhi, at his shrine in Pakistan. So this is a beautiful song and it goes down generations. So just singing this song again for all of you.
Thank you.
O benevolent sign, please shower your blessings on us. That is what this song is all about. I am a hapless, helpless child. Please continue to shower your grace on me and all of us.
Ho na le alakh je bedo tar mujhjo ho na le dhaniya je bedo tar mujhjo ho na le dhaniya je bedo tar mujhjo aaya nindhar nimani nidhar aaya ma nimani mukhe aadhar tujhjo aahe aadhar tujhjo lale saaya je bedo taar mujhjo ho sadke dhaniya je bedo taar mujhjo सब दरिया हो अल्लाह को तारू तह में हिकड़ी लहर लो भजी बियो आतिश जो आड़ा अल्लाह सदके करे हो तरी इन तारमाढ़िया डिंगी दुनिया दुरंगी बिना धनिया पहजे बिना साइया पहजे बिना धनिया पहजे बिना साइया पहजे ना है को माट पहजो ना है को माट पहजो नाले धनिया जे पेड़ो तार मोहिंदो हो सदके साईं जे पेड़ो तार मोहिंदो आया निधर निमाणी निधर आया मां निमाणी मुखे आधार तुझो आहे आधार तुझो नाले साईं जे बेड़ो तार मुझो अल्लाह सभी जो आयो लाल सभी जो झूले
मुखे खबर आते नचण गायण अलाउड कोने हथ मथे करण भी अलाउड कोने पर ता दिल में हथ मथे करजो जैके मुझे झूलण साई माला माल कयो हुजे जैके स्वामी खुशहाल कयो हुजे भंडारा भरपूर कया हुजन दिल भरल हुजे सब दिल में हथ मथे करजो जैके झूलण कयो खुशहाल माला माल उहो हथ मथे करे उहो हथ मथे करे उहो हथ मथे करे उहो हथ मथे करे
Thank you.
the national anthem of Sindhis all over the world. Jo Sindhi nahi hai, unhone bhi ye suna hai. To please, mera saath dijiye. दरबार हजारों देखे हैं, दरबार हजारों देखे हैं, पर ऐसा तो दरबार कहाँ? दरबार हजारों देखे हैं, पर ऐसा तो दरबार कहाँ? जिस गुलशन में तेरा नूर न हो, मेरे साईं, जिस गुलशन में तेरा नूर न हो, ऐसा तो गुलजार कहाँ?
दम मस्त 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 दम मस्त 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 दम मस्त 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 दम मस्त 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 दम मस्त 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 दम मस्त 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 दम मस्त 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 दम मस्त 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 ओ लाल मणि पत रख दे फला झूले लालन ओ लाल मणि dam mast 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 dam mast 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 dam mast 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 dam mast 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 ho lal mani pat rakh de phala jhule lalan sindhiya ja hind sindh ja jhule lal tai samadam de junwara samacham de junwara samajam jo junwara ho lal mani pat
Calendar
Thank you. Sai Ram. Thank you.
मन्त्रम्
शुक्लाम्बरधर गणपति मन्त्रम्
नित्यम् नित्यम् जपो जपो
नित्यम् नित्यम् जपो जपो
विनाशक वेद्यादायक विनाशक वेद्यादायक
विनाशक
वेद्यादायक गणपति भजो भजो शुक्लाम्बरधर गणपति मन्त्रम् नित्यम् नित्यम् जपो जपो विघ्न विनाशक
वेद्यादायक
वीर गणपति भजो भजो गणपति भजो भजो शुक्लाम्बरधर गणपति मन्त्रम् नित्यम् नित्यम् जपो जपो
नानक जी की जय जयकार,
गुरु नानक जी की जय जयकार,
जो बोले सो होवे निहार,
जो बोले सो होवे निहार,
अल्लाह ताई ले लो सलाम,
अल्लाह ताई ले लो सलाम,
मौला ताई ले लो सलाम,
मौला ताई ले लो सलाम,
सलाम सलाम लाखो सलाम,
सलाम सलाम लाखो सलाम,
सलाम सलाम मेरा सलाम,
सलाम सलाम मेरा सलाम,
यीशु पिता प्रभु साईं राम,
यीशु पिता प्रभु साईं राम,
बुद्ध स्वराष्ट्र महावीर नाम,
बुद्ध स्वराष्ट्र महावीर नाम,
सलाम सलाम लाखो सलाम,
सलाम सलाम लाखो सलाम,
सलाम सलाम मेरा सलाम,
सलाम सलाम मेरा सलाम,
सलाम सलाम मेरा सलाम,
सलाम सलाम मेरा सलाम,
गुरु नानक जी की जय जयकार,
गुरु नानक जी की जय जयकार,
जो बोले सो होवे निहार,
जो बोले सो होवे निहार,
अल्लाह ताई ले लो सलाम,
अल्लाह ताई ले लो सलाम,
सलाम सलाम लाखो सलाम,
सलाम सलाम लाखो सलाम,
यीशु पिता प्रभु साईं राम,
यीशु पिता प्रभु साईं राम,
बुद्ध स्वराष्ट्र महावीर नाम,
बुद्ध स्वराष्ट्र महावीर नाम,
सलाम सलाम लाखो सलाम,
सलाम सलाम लाखो सलाम,
सलाम सलाम मेरा सलाम,
सलाम सलाम मेरा सलाम,
सलाम सलाम मेरा सलाम,
सलाम सलाम मेरा सलाम,
गुरु नानक जी की जय जयकार,
जय जय भवानी मां अम्बे भवानी मां,
जय जय
Love is my song.
Shruti Maitra, Bhishmi Maitra. Love is my fun, truth is my dream, bliss is my dream. My life is my message, excitement is my life. My life is my message. My life is my message, excitement is my life. My life is my message. No reason for love, no reason for love, no death, no death. No reason for love, no reason for love, no breath, no death. Love is my song, truth is my breath, peace is my
Narayana, 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 Naray
साई बाबा जी की।